They've gone wild.
The girls have gone wild. They've gone wild.
Wild chatter.
Wild chatter.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Wild Chatter. Sorry, I'm super nasally in advance because I either had allergies or have been sick for like a week, and I'm super stuffed up. I'm stuffy.
All stuffed up.
Do not get comfortable.
Well, Jade was a Gerber baby. Mom, I was her favorite child, so she cut up all my fruit fresh, and now I don't get sick, and she has a shitty immune system. So for any new parents out there, try not to cut your corners and give your babies organic.
Natural.
And freshly cut by mommy's knife.
Because Gerber babies will forever be sick.
Yeah, sick, weak, link. All right, so... there's been so much craziness going on. I don't know what bomb to drop on you first.
You have a lot to fill me in on, so...
I have a lot to fill you in on.
You have a fun life.
I have a fun life. I'm single. I'm taking advantage of that. Something did recently happen, though, and now I'm feeling like everything's about to change. Okay. So...
That's what I don't get.
What?
That... sentence right there. Something did happen and everything's about to change. About your singleness?
Yeah. I'm crazy, bro.
I don't like it because... Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Okay, there's like all these other bombs. I don't know if I should, like, should I build you up and should I give you the breadcrumbs and then drop it, or should I drop the bomb and then dial it back with breadcrumbs?
Drop the bomb and then dial it back.
I met a guy on TikTok 5 days ago. We're getting married and I'm flying out there in less than a month.
Where does he live?
Florida.
He's a catfish.
No. We FaceTime for hours all day, every day. I'm obsessed. I've never felt this way.
He's geographically undesirable.
That's okay. I like Florida.
Tell me the deets.
I'm considering being bi-coastal, not bisexual, bi-coastal.
Where in Florida?
It sucks. That's the only shitty thing is that he lives in Jacksonville, which is not near St. Petersburg, which is like my favorite city. But
in the door, though.
To be fair, I also haven't explored any other part of Florida other than Miami and St. Petersburg. So I think it'll be good. I'm going to go out there to Jacksonville. I'm going to go hang out with him and kind of like explore and like see what it's all about.
Plus side. My client was just telling me, I forget which part of Florida, but the best surgeons are out there, and she's bougie and rich, so...
Perfect.
There's good surgeons out there in case you want to get hotter.
Dude, this guy on Venice Boulevard the other day, I was walking my dog, Boardwalk, and he's like, hey, can I do an interview on you? Wait, what were we just saying?
Tell me about your interview.
And he was just like asking me all these weird questions. Wait, what did you say just before that?
Surgeons in fucking...
Oh, yeah. He's like, if you got given $1 million or, like, some big amount, he's like, what would you do with it? And I was, like, so on the spot. Like, I never can answer things.
I'd get my entire face done.
That's what I said. I was like, I'd buy more tattoos and a new face. And they just both looked at me like... He goes, that's a real typical LA answer. I go, I'm a real typical LA girl.
It's true. It's true. I would invest in some property...
Okay, so that's my plan.
On, like, money, though.
This is my mind's future, on my money and money's on my money. Mind. This is my game plan. I have originally already decided once I got back from my solo trip. You guys can listen to that episode. It's called Silicone Dicks and Solo Trips. And I just had such a great time in Florida. I really love Florida. My heart's definitely in LA, but. My vagina's in Florida. And I love it there. So I'm thinking about saving. I want to come home. I've been working like a horse. So I'm just going to keep working. Horse, not whore. I've been working like a horse. And I'm just going to like... I've been working like a whore on the corner. No. And so I'm just going to like get like a condo out there. That was my plan. And then Airbnb it and then go out there. And like one week out of the month. And I was planning on just like working in a hair salon there.
But
and then
pick
flying
St.
back
Petersburg?
Here. Yeah, I think well, that's what originally what I wanted. This guy's like making me think Jacksonville sounds cool, but I don't
How
know.
How far is he from St. Petersburg?
Honestly, I need to look at a map. I'm kind of geographically challenged.
I'm going to look it up right now. Keep telling me.
All right. And so anyway, we met on TikTok. It was kind of crazy because like his, you know, everyone portrays something different on the internet. If you guys like go and look at my TikTok, like a lot of people who meet me versus how they meet me on the internet, they think like, oh, I saw your Instagram, I saw your TikTok, you look like a conceited little bitch, you know?
Who said that?
Everybody says that. And then they're like, when I meet you, they're like, you're so much different in person, you're so chill, you're so, like, laid back.
That's because Instagram is a whole facade.
It's a whole facade. Same thing with my TikTok. If you go on my TikTok, it's just, like, a lot of, like, facade.
Okay, let me see. From Jacksonville to St. Petersburg, it is 3-hour, 36-minute drive.
Okay. So probably like a 45-minute flight.
You know. Yeah, it's like us to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. That's not terrible. Not terrible.
Bulu.
Bulu. I mean, I could like...
make him drive up.
I could make him drive up.
Drive up.
Drive up.
Your Airbnb bizzle.
Right.
My dizzle.
So, this is the other thing.
What?
He has kids.
Oh, fuck. How many?
Three.
Ew, how old?
Babies.
No.
Like, two.
Baby mama drama.
Two, three, four, five.
That means you have to start talking to baby mama.
I asked about the baby mama, and he's like, no. He's like, she's not really, like, that dramatic. Because I was like, I'm not coming out there if it's going to be, like, drama. And he's like, drama, you know. And I was like, well, dude, you have, like, babies.
Baby mama drama.
Baby mama drama. I was like, I don't want to do anything that's going to make her feel uncomfortable. I don't want to come out there when the kids are around because I don't want her to feel uncomfortable that there's a new woman around the kids.
Yeah, it's too soon for you to meet the kids.
So I haven't even met this guy in person. We met on TikTok.
How? Like, how, so, in the comments or something?
I kept popping up on his For You page, and he kept popping up on my For You page. And, like, I went to his profile, and I was like, this guy's hot, you know? But I was, like,
TikToks?
Yeah, it was funny. We both had 11K followers when we met, and now we're both at, I'm at 18 and he's at 19. So both of our TikTok accounts like blew up at the same time, and we were both kind of like chatting with each other, and he was like, I followed him on Instagram, and he's like, oh my God, like you're my TikTok crush. You keep like popping up on my For You page. I can't believe you added me on Instagram. I was like, you're my TikTok crush. So fuck yeah, I added you on Instagram. Your shit's hot. But that's what I was saying about the whole facade. It's funny because if you go through like his profile, he's actually kind of looks like a douchebag. Like, total tool, totally my type, you know?
LA tool.
But then after getting to know him on FaceTime and stuff like that, I realized that we're a lot more like alike because my Instagram and my TikTok has no like connection to how I am as a person. Mm-hmm. And like kind of same thing. It's all a facade. So we both look like these cocky asshole people, but we're not.
Well, that's a bummer because I was trying to hook you up with some random guy I met the other day.
I know.
I mean, it's not that your options are fully closed.
They're not, but I just really like this guy. It just sucks. I wish that he lived right here.
I once had a pen pal who lived very, very far away.
Oh, yeah, Australia.
And, yeah, he lived in Australia. I remember that. It was nice to have a pen pal because kind of keeps you not slutty, but then, like, if you do want to be a slut, like, you don't have to feel bad about it because he's just a pen pal.
So we kind of, like, escalated quickly. You know, and I've seen pictures of his pee-pee. Because I asked my magic 8-ball, like, right when I met him. I was like, does he have a small cock? Please don't have a small cock.
Is it small?
No.
It's average.
It's average. It's average white
average
boy dick.
Average white boy pee-pee.
Yeah. Average white boy cucky. And it's totally doable, though. Like, I saw some photos. I was like, I could work with that. He's like, it's not huge. I'm like, it's perfect. We'll make it work.
Does he know you're fully exposing him on the podcast already?
No.
I think this whore talks about me already.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm like, dude, I need to make everybody start signing a waiver. So like,
have you bought a ticket?
I bought my ticket this morning.
Oh my God, you little slut whore.
And then he has a ticket.
To
Jacksonville.
Are you going to stay with him or are you are you getting a place?
I'm staying with him.
What if it's too much?
Deal with it.
How many days?
4, 5, 6, 7, 3 days.
Oh my God, a lot. What if he's an axe murderer?
I won't be coming home.
What if you have to take a shit?
I'm going to bring my poopery. He has kids.
You've got it all figured out.
Dude, that's what
he wipes asses.
Bro, that's what I love about... That's the only thing I like about dating daddies is that...
Daddy.
No, is that they deal with shitty diapers, so literally nothing that you do grosses them out. Remember like
that one time?
Okay, dude, I had this one ex-boyfriend, story time. I had this one ex-boyfriend, he was much older, and he had a lot of kids, like 5 kids, bro, so he's wiped a lot of buttholes in his life. And then the last little one was a girl, all the other ones were boys. And I got really sick at his house. It was our first date. We went somewhere real nice, like Mastro's Steakhouse, and we got like this big bottle of red wine. And this is before I knew I couldn't have red wine. This is actually how I found out I couldn't have red wine.
Are you sure that was the only thing? You didn't have like Red Bull?
No, bro. Trust me.
Everybody knows Teal shits her pants when she has Red Bull by now.
I run to the bathroom. I have anal leakage when I drink Red Bull, bro. Okay, I just stay away from it so it's not that disgusting. So I drank red wine. We fucked. We passed out naked in the bed. Mind you, he just moved into like this new house. It was like $4,000 a month rent. White carpets, white walls.
You shit the bed.
No, dude. I woke up.
$10,000 bed.
Dude, I woke up in the middle of the night. like The Exorcist. And I fucking vomited red wine all over the white walls, all over the white carpet.
Projectile.
Spray painted this house, bro.
It was such a nice house.
It was brand new. He had just moved. I think it was the first 3 days he'd been there.
That's always what happens. You get a brand new car, you have your friend in it, they fucking puke in it. It's like a bad luck thing.
And so I go run to the bathroom, right? I'm like thinking like it's just gonna be vomit. And he had white towel trees in the fucking bathroom. So like that little like thing that you put around the bottom of like the toilet, like the foot stand thing,
was
white. And so I was sitting on that and I'm puking in the toilet and it's just red, bro. Like there's no food. It's like literally like alcohol poisoning, just red wine. Red.
You're probably allergic to like the tannins or some shit. I am. I break out in hives, my entire chest gets all red spotted.
This fool comes in to check on me. And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, mm-hmm. And I didn't realize I had shit myself at the same time that I was throwing up. And there was white carpets behind.
So there's a big fucking turd on the carpet where you're crouching.
Yeah. And I didn't know I was naked. And I'm just sitting there like, I think I'll be okay.
He's like, there's a dingleberry hanging out of your
And he's like, like looking at me, and I think that he put it together. Like, she doesn't know she shit herself. And,
or she's like really comfortable with me already.
It was our first date. And like, so he goes and gets me some water. I'm like, this is the worst. Like, this is the worst first date ever, bro. And so by the time he's going and getting water, I'm like wiping up my face and I go to get up and I feel like warmth on my leg. And I was like, no, please, no. So now I realize
you shit yourself.
That I've shit myself. And it's on white carpets. I didn't know what to do. I like tried to hide the evidence and
you're trying to clean it up with the paper towel.
Yeah, I was trying to clean it up and it stained it, you know, and I was just like,
shit stained. Shit stained. You're like, so where's your laundry machine?
Yeah, he comes back to like bring me the water and I was like, I had an accident. I need to like use your washer and dryer. He's like, no, I already know. He's like, just here, I brought a bag.
Here,
he's like, roll it up, put it in the bag. Let me help you take a shower. And then we ended up dating for like a long time after that. So he was actually super okay with it. Point being, dads are cool with gross shit. Fuck a dad if you're nasty.
And you don't drink red wine.
If you're nasty, fuck a dad.
Yeah, dads get it.
Dads get it.
Yeah, you're pretty nasty. There's always stories like that coming from your end that are like really nasty. Like, I don't think I've ever had one like that.
God's like, let's make her hot, but really fucked up. So it kind of counteracts it. So she's humble. Let's keep her humble. We're going to have her shit herself in public. We're going to have her fucking throw up and shit herself on first dates because she's hot, but she can't be too hot. She can't have it all.
Yeah. I'm trying to think now if I've had any weird stuff go down. Nasty, embarrassing shit stuff. Not really.
Oh, okay.
If an ex and I would want to go to like Korean barbecue, I was like, we're fucking first.
Yeah.
I'll be all stanky.
Stanky.
I guess I just don't put myself in those situations.
What do you mean, situation, Jade? I fell asleep.
It was the first time. Yeah, you didn't know about the red
wine. I didn't know.
Now you do. So you don't put yourself in that situation.
I never drink red wine. People are always like, you want to taste this? I'm like, I'm good, dude.
You're like, hell no, get like, that away from me.
Like, just tell me about it.
You're like, what are the notes?
So, yeah, I think it's nodes.
No, that's a singing thing.
I have notes.
Okay, here's the other thing that I think is just sick and twisted and ironic. So, before I met my TikTok lover, I've been trying not to be such a whore. One of my friends was visiting from out of town, and she was like, oh, like, what have you been up to? And I was telling her about my healthy lifestyle changes, like, go to bed early, get up early, go to the gym, I barely drink anymore, like, I just smoke a lot of weed. She's like, wow, so you really worked on your sex addiction.
She said that?
Yeah, dog. And I was, like, looking at her, and I was like, sex? What are you talking about, my sex addiction?
You're like, I'm not addicted to sex, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was like, or dumbfounded.
Did you really think about it there?
I was like, dumbfounded. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, that's good, dude. Like, good for you. I'm so proud of you. Your lifestyle look like seems like you're really happy and like you're really making things happen. And I was like, back it up. Like, what do you mean?
Let's talk about the sex addiction quote.
I'm like, when was I addicted to sex? You know? And she's like, bro, you don't remember Hollywood? I'm like, I remember Hollywood. I was single and young and having fun. She's like, you were a sex addict. Like, 100%. Easy.
Wow. Sucks to get called out.
Sucks to get called out, especially on something you had no idea about, you know?
Do you think you had a sex addiction?
I don't know where the line is between being single and having fun and having a sex addiction, so maybe.
You know what would be fun is to go to a meeting and see what happens there.
I should 100%
do that. I'm teal and I'm addicted to sex.
I'm teal and I'm not sure if I'm a sex addict. Here's my symptoms. What do you guys tell me?
They're all like listening to your stories.
They're like, yeah, you have it. Excited. You have the problem.
Maybe I meet a guy there.
And we could fuck in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, this talk's getting me horny. Okay, so.
You literally said that earlier. I know. Something about being horny. I said, shut up.
I am a horny girl.
Because, you know, men are listening.
Ew, gross. We have to talk about that, too. Yeah. I don't even care. Full exposure. So, anyway, don't start. This is just a fucking, what do they call that? A public announcement or whatever? PA, whatever. Sign an NDA if you don't want me to fucking spill our secrets on the podcast. I have a podcast. This is my platform. This is where I come and I say whatever the fuck I want. So, if you get involved with me and you are dating me, I should probably say this to people beforehand, which I don't.
And those who are not dating you as well.
Dude, it's not like I use their names. Like, I don't get why you guys are so sensitive. Your fucking information's going on my podcast. It's why I have these amazing experiences to share them with our listeners and embarrass you.
Definitely.
Along with myself. So, this is something I thought was so funny. Okay, so I have this, like, fuck buddy because I've been trying not to sleep around. So I've been just trying to, like, keep it consistent.
Yeah, only use him for your sex addiction problem.
Exactly. And it's great. We have it all worked out. I send him a text. I send him a time. He comes through. He leaves.
He comes.
Makes me come.
Through.
And then he's out, and it's great. And then we don't text all week. We don't talk to each other. And there's no feelings involved. We're great friends. We hang out. Everything's all fucking great. So what's funny is that...
stay over.
He did once because he had to, because he had to go somewhere in the morning. And I was like, well, it's stupid for you to drive all the way back. You know, he lives far. Yeah. So, it's so funny though, because my fuck buddy and then the TikTok lover guy have the same name, right?
Oh shit.
Okay. Tell me why a couple months ago, the Klinger rebound boy, I was also fucking with him and I was fucking with another dude, same name.
Klinger rebound boy.
And then there was another one where they had the same name. Who else was it, bro? Fuck. Anyway, this
fucking ex-roommate or next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
There has been so many.
No, I know, but there was another situation where I was talking to two... Oh! Got it. Yeah, I don't know if I've talked about them on the podcast. Anyway, what happens to me...
Light bulb.
What seems to be happening to me, I think it's like the universe, like, going like, ha-ha, pointing at me, ha-ha. I always end up talking to two dudes and I'm trying to decide between them and they have the same name. So whenever I talk about them to my friends and stuff, I have to say like Marty number one and Marty number two,
yeah,
for example.
That's funny you picked that name out of all names.
Yeah, it was the only name that I don't know anybody by that name.
Anymore. You had a Marty.
I liked him. Oh, I had another one.
That's funny.
I always get double
name.
I get those a lot. It's like people who you're like, that's weird. I've never heard that name before. I'm like, really? I'm dating two guys with that name.
Oh, I used to purposely like skip them if their name was something I've already dated on the dating apps. I'm like, no, Chases, no whatever.
I get a lot of Ryans in my life. Josh's. I have a lot of Kyles.
I'm like, sorry, I skipped you just because, you know, you dealt that name.
Dude, you know whatever I skip is if they have the same name as your dude.
Oh, that's funny.
If they have the same name as my sister's boyfriend, if they're hot as fuck,
you still like, skip it?
Yeah, I'll skip it. That's hilarious. I can't. That's so weird.
My blah, blah, blah. My blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, oh, me and, you know, Spencer went to the...
That's how me and my girlfriend, Bex, were, because she had a mark, and I had a mark. Oh, no, it was Sid. I had a mark, she had a mark.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
That's so funny.
Then, I guess I'll just kind of... So anyway, do you think I'm, like, fucking just nuts for, like, going and, like, meeting up with this guy that I literally have no idea, like, really much about him?
No, I think you're nuts for staying with him. I think you should get a hotel and make it, like, a dating thing.
I don't know, dude. I can already tell, like, it's weird. Like, I do this in my life. I get really fastly...
obsessed and in love.
Mm-hmm. And
somebody.
And I can tell he's that way. So we're both doing it.
It's not healthy.
Why not? It's like, let's light the fucking match. Let's go burn it out. If we're not going to get married.
What if you get, you're not?
If we're not going to get married, then let's go have a really great fuck fest for a couple days at your house. And then you take me to the airport. I cry. I leave. And then, you know, we have like this long distance relationship. And I see you when you come out and...
That reminds me of this book that I'm reading.
Do they do that?
November 9th by Colleen Hoover. Yeah, kind of. I mean, they haven't fucked yet, but they meet each other once a year on November 9th.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a fuck machine?
What's a fuck machine?
Yeah, I didn't know either. So,
Legs strap into something?
When I pictured it, I thought it was a silicone butt of a man with a dick attached.
Wait, silicone butt of a man with a dick attached. So there's a butthole and a dick. So isn't that a gay machine? If there's a butthole and a moving dick?
It could go either way. And I thought it would hip thrust.
Yeah, like, does the woman peg her fake butthole man?
I was like, can we attach a chest to that?
Oh, you want a chest?
Yeah, I would like the whole body if I'm going to have
a
fuck
machine. I feel
like the
chest has little prickly hairs and it has to smell really good.
Yeah, I'll spray that thing down.
That's fucking weird. You have a sex problem.
I know, I'm telling you.
You have to go to the Sex Addicts Anonymous.
I think it's just that I'm an addict and I can manifest that anywhere. So it could be sexual.
Yeah, you have a very addictive personality.
It can be alcohol, it could be working out, it could be anorexia.
Yeah.
I'm really like addicted to whatever. Yuck.
And I'm really addicted to much.
I'm a dick.
I like pot and I like bad food. You know? So those are my pot. I would say those are my problems.
Yeah. Okay, but let me tell you, they do make these things. They're called a fuck machine or a sex machine.
Oh yeah, tell me about the machine.
It's actually a little creepy. So imagine like an R2-D2 robot, like with the metal legs and arms, and then it has like a dick, and it...
That's really weird. I would never fuck that thing.
I don't know. This guy was like, would you be into that? He's like, if we're going to do long distance...
Oh, you're on the phone with him. You guys are FaceTiming and you have this machine fucking you?
I guess so.
And he's like, you like that baby? You like that baby?
Yeah, does that feel like my dick baby?
I don't like that at all.
I don't know if I like it, but I'm willing to try.
Yeah, she's willing to try anything once.
I'm open and I'll do anything.
That means you have to buy this machine and then when your friends come over, you're like, hurry, put my machine in the closet.
Excuse me, let me put my fuck machine away. Sorry, guys, I don't get dick as often as I'd like. I had to get this machine.
But you do. I guess you would just have to say, like, sorry, guys, I have this long-distance boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like, no, that's fucking weird. We can just fuck each other when we see each other.
Yeah. So I guess, I don't know. Am I going to have to give up my fuck buddies?
Phone sex is, like, weird and a lot of work.
I used to feel like that, but I don't know. Now I like to see them touch their pee-pee, and I like to see it come.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's why there's, like... Chat Roulette, Omegle.
See, I don't like really porn. I went through a porn phase, and I don't really like porn anymore. It seems
I don't want anybody like around. I want to be quiet in the dark with the lights off, thinking.
I have a really good imagination.
Yeah, I don't need an imagination for anything. It's just me and my toy.
Well, yeah,
and
but
I'm
you're
done.
Thinking about a dick. Really.
I'm just thinking about getting off real quick. I've got no time for that.
Oh, see, I have to plan out a whole scenario in my head. Like, This guy I'm interested in comes over, and this guy comes over, and then they're fighting over how who can do what better, and then they're gonna fucking bullshit it on me.
I think they have a word, a name for that. It's like a scenarioist, or like it's like a fantasy kind of thing.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought that that's how every person masturbated.
I'm just kind of like, okay, here we go.
Oh no, I have to visualize what they're doing to me.
Sometimes there's times that you have to do that. I guess I would have to do that, but.
Every time. If I don't do that, I can't get myself there.
Yeah. I could be in and out in like 2 minutes exactly.
I'm so excited. I really love this guy.
Well, that's exciting. So has he had, is he a guy with a plan, or does he suck? Like, is he going to plan out date nights? Is he taking you out? This night we're going here. Do you like steak? This day we're going to do this.
He was shocked.
Or is he like,
yeah, you'll just come over and we'll just like play it by ear. I don't know.
I hate that.
He was fucking shocked. He was like, I can't even believe that like you're talking to me, number one. I can't even believe that you're planning on coming out here. He's like,
Where's he from? He's from there? Yeah. Born and raised?
Born and raised. And he has a Harley. Like, nice. He did plan out some stuff. He was like, it's been really nice weather. I have a Harley. And I was like, well, I have a Harley. So like, I'm not getting on the back of your bike unless you're going to be safe. And he was like, I would never show off with you on the bike. He's like, I don't even do that with myself.
Yeah. It's nice to just cruise like 60 miles an hour on the back.
I don't know. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. It's so weird. Every time I go to Florida, it's on a sexcapade kind of trip and I fall in love with somebody. And then I just have all these great, like I feel like my best loves of my life is always going to be like in Florida. So weird.
It's always where you've wanted to retire.
Yeah. Now I'm like, fuck, dude. Now that I know that he lives there and I don't want to leave LA full time, it's so motivating. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get another job. I'm going to work 6 or 7 days a week. I'm going to save up fucking at least $50,000 within the next year, 365 days. I need to save $50,000. I'm going to put that down on a condo and then I'll be fucking rich. And then I can just fly my dick back and forth, bro.
Fly my dick. See, it's really interesting that you jump to all these conclusions when you haven't even met the guy yet.
Mm-hmm,
and then like the first date, you're always like, oh my God, we're in love, blah, blah, my best friend, blah, 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 all that stuff. And then it just sometimes crashes and burns so quickly. For me, like after the first date, I'm kind of like, yeah, he was cool. I don't know. And then I start to hate them. And then, like, eventually the hate becomes like, oh, I guess hate and like are the same thing. And then I start to like them.
Ew.
I don't know. I'm very weird.
You have, like, a cat and mouse.
I like to be alone most of the time. I like my bed. I'm a workaholic. I like to work and then just sleep.
Dude, that's why I think this is a great setup for me for at least another year is because, okay, let's just say I'm jumping to conclusions, but things go right and we have a great meetup, okay? And then
I'm sure it'll be a great meetup.
And then I do try to go out there once a month, once every other month or whatever, and we do a long distance. You'll get to know them so much better. Like, I feel like a lot of what clouds my judgment when I meet a guy is because of the sex. Mm. The sex is so good that I'm like, oh my God, I love him. We're going to get married because I need to have this sex for every day for the rest of my life. But without that, mm-hmm. We're going to be forced to actually get to know each other. So if I, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like.
I think you're definitely a sex addict. All you're thinking about is the sex and then getting to actually have a chance to get to know each other. And then you're possibly considering buying a sex machine.
I think I have a problem.
This is Teal's problem episode.
You know what? Denial is the first step into the problem. So I'm already admitting that there might be one. So I'm ahead of the game.
Teal's a sex addict.
I need to go to meetings, guys.
If anybody knows of a good meeting, please DM us immediately. Please help my sister through her hard times.
Teal has a problem.
Well, right. She's fully exposed now, so that about wraps it up.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and stay tuned for...
Because she's going to go on her trip.
It's not for a month, so okay. You guys actually won't hear about it for a little while.
Like 2 months.
But you will hear about me talking about it in the next couple of episodes, because my vagina's just throbbing over it.
Wow, she's excited.
She's excited.
She's excited.
All right, guys. And just to wrap that up, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Wild Chatter.
Please like and subscribe and follow our new podcast for our newest upcoming episodes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Wild Chatter Co. and slide into our DMs with any funny stories or feedback that you may have.
Yes, you might have a chance to be featured on one of our upcoming episodes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Signing off.
Oh, yes.